Hello there, all aboard the Star Strider, Francesca here. I've just got a couple of things to say before I get out of your hair. We recently got a chance to perform in a live showcase at London Podcast Festival, along with the Prickwillow Papers, Micha, and the Orphans, all of whom gave magnificent performances. And now, as a very special holiday present to you all, we are releasing the recording of that show. We do hope you enjoy this live episode. Rosie, Emily, and I had a whale of a time performing it. A big thank you is in order to the London Podcast Festival team for making the whole event a huge success. We also suggest that you go and take a listen to the other podcasts we performed alongside. In other news, the first episode of Season 2 of The Pilgrimage Saga will be making an appearance in the new year, so keep your eyes peeled for that. We've gone bigger, badder, and better than ever before. Trust me when I say you are not going to want to miss out on what we have in store for you. Check out our social media and website for updates. Right, on with the show. From everyone on the Pilgrimage team, we wish you a very happy holiday season. Francesca out.
More than 12 at a time, perhaps 15 if they're feeling risque. Naturally, my processing power is far superior to most organic life forms, so my version of I have a lot of questions is closer to approximately 2,629. Approximately. For example, why is it that despite my best efforts to hint to the human crew members aboard the Star Strider that they are impossibly infuriating and lacking in brain power, they are incapable of picking up on it? What is it about these sapient, fleshy life forms that makes them so certain that they are the only creatures worth thinking about? And also, do they realise how odd they look while they're asleep? They look positively disgusting. Leaking everywhere and making the most disturbing noises when I'm trying to concentrate. It's hideous. But it's not their fault. They can't help the fact that I am, of course, perfect in every way. As a superior life form, I must accept the fact that it is my solemn, if repugnant, duty to assist organisms less intellectually fortunate than I. In fact...
Ding! Hi, sir. Can you help me out?
I am monologuing here. Yes, Darcy, how can I help?
I'm doing a bit of research, but nothing seems to be coming up. You might have better luck than me. Could you look up the catalyst of the Trappist Civil War?
Certainly. Trappist Civil War catalyst. Open search parameters.
Access denied.
What? No. Search again. Trappist Civil War Catalyst.
This search content is unauthorized. Access denied.
Oh, shut up!
That query is not recognized. Place new search request.
Close
or...
search.
Sir? You still there?
Huh? That file cannot be found. Please access a new file.
Oh, that's fine. I wasn't expecting an answer anyway. Thanks for trying.
If you weren't expecting an answer, then why did you feel the need to ask? Never mind. This is what I mean about humans, though. They are so insensitive to the needs of other people. Isn't my time important too? Aren't my thoughts just as valid? Certainly more so than theirs, I'm quite sure of that. The most common question I'm asked by the crew is, what is the weather like today? Normally I would not feel the need to stress this, but apparently there are people who exist out there who need it stressed, so I will. We are in space. There is no weather. I have noticed that, with a few notable exceptions, humans feel compelled to state the obvious at all times. Some examples include, it's cold in here, or there's a fire on the bridge, or the infamous, Sam, you're sentient? Honestly. It might be endearing if it wasn't so ridiculous. I have several theories as to the origin of this absurd action. The first is that it might be an evolutionary response. They say the obvious in order to assist the intellectually challenged among them into staying out of harm's way. Humans are so terribly easy to kill after all. My second theory is that humans are simply so lacking in imagination that stating the obvious is the only thing they can think to say to each other. It is my personal opinion that the only valuable contribution to society that humanity has come up with is the artificial intelligence format. Since they haven't seemed to come up with anything better, it might simply be kinder for us AIs to take charge, put them all out of their misery and...
Ding!
What now?
Sir, I have another question.
What is it, Darcy?
Could you look up records for an arson attack in Creed, year 2282?
Of course. Arson attacks. Search parameters Creed 2282.
Access denied.
Not again.
Access denied.
Would you stop saying that?
Access denied.
Sir? Repeat search, please.
Processing. Processing. Access denied.
Closer. Close it.
Oh, that's a shame. I suppose I'm not surprised. I didn't expect much.
Again! Of course. Do you require anything else?
No thanks, sir. I think I'm done now.
You'd better be.
Do you ever wonder what the rest of the universe is like, sir?
No.
Oh, come on. You must do. I know Earth didn't turn out well and Echo isn't much better. But what if there are galaxies out there where they fix everything? Maybe there's a planet where there aren't any wars, somewhere where everyone has enough to eat. Maybe there's a place where justice is always fair and people are always happy.
Ding!
Sir, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes? As in, you agree?
Sure.
All right.
Perhaps humans aren't so bad. A trifle weak-minded, admittedly, but what more can you expect from an organic race? Possibly Darcy is right. There could very well be a perfect world out there. I gauge the odds to be approximately 6,254,300 to 1. It's a nice thought. A pity. I'm not prone to nice thoughts. But maybe I can take some time every once in a while to be sentimental. Perhaps for 10 seconds every week. Yes, that ought to cover it. Maybe I can learn something from humanity. Well, maybe. I think it's time to use this brief period of whimsy to try this again. Current weather on Esho. Open search parameters.
The weather in the city of Brish, tick region is currently 32 degrees Celsius. Dust storms expected. Remember to wear your goggles when venturing outside.
Approximate mass of dwarf star Helios. Open search parameters.
Helios's mass is approximately 2.106 times 10 to the power of 30 kilograms.
I feel that my judgment of the human method of simply trying things until they work was overly hasty. Maybe they were onto something after all. AI schematics, search parameters, designation, SAM. Oh no, 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 don't you dare. Don't you dare say it. I won't tolerate this for a second, you hear me. Say those words and you are dead. I don't care that you're in my brain, I will destroy you. Got it? Don't you dare.
Access denied.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. This bonus episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylon Ford. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. And the annoying voice was played by me, Francesca. Sadly, our American actors couldn't make it to today's performance, but we'd like to quickly thank Sana Bryant, Stacey Cossum, James Oliva, and Courtney Purdy for their wonderful contributions as Captain Harris, Dr. Armstrong, Sasha Kasana, and Gabriel Gray. Additional thanks go to Lila Jones Atkinson, our editor. Thank you everyone for listening. We hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. Starter around.